and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning and hi, y'all. It's amazing. It is Thursday again. These days and nights are going by like 90 going north. Like 90 going north. Going north. And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week. My biblical question. Which changed your life? Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? The words of God are the laws of God, which changed your life. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and but you will still want, you're like, I really want to listen to the show, but I got to go to the market, or I got to go work out, or I got to go to work, or whatever. Take my kids to a public school because I don't feel like, I don't love them enough to keep them home. Whatever your reason, so you got to move about. You can podcast and listen to the show as you're moving about on your phone by calling Listen Line at on Talk Stream Life at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, loud, go buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And Thursday is an important day. Not just because it's near the end of the work week for some people. Not just because it's the men's forum tonight. Not just because the weather is amazing in California, hot, but amazing. But because, or and because, it is Bible Bumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
White people ain't got no business acting like that. That's a black thing. Do you hate the blacks or something? You becoming like what you hate. You ain't got no business carrying on like that. That is normally white people just stand up in the church and sing and don't move. Don't act like you don't feel anything. My eyes have become to the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then sit down. You don't be jumping out and running and screaming and yelling and carrying on. That is total black. Talk about black fatigue. Black fatigue has overtaken the white church. What the? What a mess. Those Southern whites, they are closer to blacks. No? What do you mean?
In my head, tell me if this is wrong, but those Southern whites, they're closer to the blacks culturally sometimes, no? Sometimes they speak like them. Like they just, what like it it could just be Southern. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, white people definitely don't carry on like that in the South, unless it's something new. It's more, that carry on thing is more like a seedy thing, you know, like up north, because they try to appease the blacks. And so they're going to act like them. Because they want the black people to come to their churches too, so they can know that, so the blacks can know they love them. We're all one in the Lord, they say. Amazing. But that's an interesting point. Maybe they're doing that now in the South. That may be a good point. Amazing. I think I may ask my experts this. If James is available, Derek, will you have him come into the studio? I may. Yeah, I think I asked my experts this question because I have the best experts on this side of heaven. They are number one experts. And my expert, for those who don't know, number one over there is, not number one meaning, not like hey, he's better, James. I mean, first.
I'm mad.
First is Hake of the Hake Report and an expert on the JLP show. And the Hake is... The Hate Report is on Monday through Friday from 9 to 11.
That's right.
Pacific time. And then over here is the Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. And one of the experts here on the JLP show, my experts, well, and they are the best experts on this side of heaven.
Thank you.
Amazing, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to know from both of you, what in life, and then I want to know from all of you out there in the world, around the world, what in life, do you truly love? You truly love. What in life do you truly love?
I like going to the beach.
That's it?
And stuff.
Oh. What in life do you truly love?
Myself.
I like a little solitude. Stuff like that.
Yeah, myself.
What in life do you truly love?
Truly, Anchor truly baby. Love.
Yeah, what do you truly love?
My girl, a friend, obviously.
You what?
My girlfriend, obviously.
You truly love her?
Yeah, you know, this truly love thing is like, I don't know. What do you mean? I guess really kind of like James, just my own time, me. I don't know. I'm going so selfish with it, but it seems real.
What in life? So you said what? You truly love what?
My time, like my own alone time, I guess. I don't know how to explain. Just myself. In like a selfish way. It's like, I don't know why I'm going so selfish with it. Dark, like dark black pill. Like the only thing you love is yourself. But it also seems phony to say, like, anything else. I don't think I treat everything with perfect love. I can't really say I love anything else. I don't know.
So, what do you truly love?
Myself.
You truly love yourself?
Sure. I'm going to lock that one in.
Okay. Voice. And you love the beach? Isn't
I it? Love my sense of peace.
And what's your sense of peace? What do you mean by that?
Some moments, especially like on Saturdays or early Sunday mornings, I like that sense of peace that I have. Whether it's real or false, I don't know, but I like that.
You truly love that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You love your Sunday morning sense of peace.
Yeah.
And the beach.
Right.
Why are you laughing?
Sounds. It feels silly. As you feel. I feel like I feel put on the spot. It feels this whole conversation just feels like it's. You're asking a real question, and we're like stumbling, and halting.
Yes, Nick.
Same.
Same what?
Stumbling and halting, maybe from like a real question, and the answers are like. You'd think you'd say something like deep, maybe. God, I love God.
But what makes you think you're not saying something deep?
No, to me.
Both of y'all love
to
yourselves.
To me, honest is deep, so I'm cool with it.
Both of y'all love yourselves.
Yeah, I'm being.
So why are you saying that's not deep?
I'm being honest with it, and I'm cool with that. But it's just a funny thing, right? You hear a question like, what do you truly love? You'd think like, bro, like at least lie. At least say something like amazing. Like.
So that's it. Derek, what do you truly love? Test, put that on the board, the screen for me. My producer, he black. What in life, Derek, do you truly love? And so while Derek said, God, oh Lord. Okay. Oh, wait, I didn't mean to say, oh Lord.
Why you say, oh Lord?
Right. I take it back. Oh, that's something else, Derek.
Wait, what?
He said he loved God and family. That's all like a Christian.
Oh, I know. I love America.
Yeah.
Everybody laughs.
No.
Whatever.
No. I ain't laughing. I'm laughing now. Now I'm laughing because Jesse's laughing.
My producer said he loved God and family. And now he's saying he loved America.
See, those are the things you want to hear to that question.
Amazing. Steven is a first-time caller from Maryland. Steven, what in life do you truly love?
Well, first and foremost, what's up, Jesse?
Hey, Steven.
How you doing, man?
All is well.
All right. what I truly love in life is, to just put everything in a nutshell, I love what's right.
And what is right?
I'm not going to like the way you carry yourself, like your principles, your morals, your values.
And you're about to say, I'm not going to lie, but what?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm black.
He's
you know
black.
What I mean? All right. So, I mean, I'm just speaking the truth, or at least my truth, and that's what I believe that I truly love in this thing we call life. So, yeah.
Amazing. And so you had another question.
Yeah, I do. So I watch your show a lot. And I'm not going to lie. I said it again. But in the last, like, few years or so, like, you helped me realize that, like, a lot of things that you say are, like, so spot on. Like, the educational system teaching these kids to basically be Democrats and whatnot. And that is not the way of life. You know what I mean? Because of the things that they support, everything like that. Like, my girl is a Democrat. I'm trying to convert her, you know what I mean? Because she lost in the sauce. But I'm going to do God's work, and I'm gonna get her on the right side. But my question is, like, I don't know if you noticed, but, like, well, at least I noticed, like, kids who grow up in a household where their parents go to church, like, every Sunday and whatnot, like, as they grow up, they lead astray from that. And they become, like, all sorts of different things, whether they, like, Satanists or atheists or just don't believe in God or become gay. I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but, you know what I mean? They just go away from God. So I just want to know, like, why do you think that is?
Well, without a doubt, they hate their parents. They especially hate their mothers and grandmothers because their mothers and grandmothers are hypocrites. They go to church and they sing and pray about God, but they have no love. And they turn their children away from God by not having any love.
Okay.
The religious people are some of the worst people on the planet because they have no love. They judge. They are angry. They are emotional because they sing about God. They talk about God. They read about God, but they don't know God at all.
Mm.
And so they're putting on a showcase personality, and the kids have to deal with that hell behind closed doors.
I don't like that, man. And
you don't like what?
I feel like it's a facade in most of these churches.
It is.
Yeah. And
God
I'm
is not in religion at all. He has nothing to do with religions at all.
Well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
God nor Christ had nothing to do with religion because religion is man-made and it's based on their ideas about God. The ones that found a religion have no idea, don't know God either. So they'll use a religion to control the people, pretending that they know God, so the people can make the preacher and the teachers and the popes and all them feel important. And so they use the people to cover up their ego as well.
So
anyone in religion that truly know God.
I mean, probably except for you.
But I'm not a part of religion. I am a Christian, but if you have to identify, for conversation purposes, but I'm not into religion. I used to be, but I'm not into religion at all.
Really? Okay. Okay, I never knew that. Because, I watch you a lot, man. So,
I used to be into religion, but it didn't work for me. Religion doesn't work for anyone. Are you a Christian?
I am.
Did you forgive your mama?
So she passed in like 2018.
Right.
And I grew up kind of lost. Like I had to basically like teach myself everything that I know today. And I grew up having to raise my brother because his parents died, so I had to raise him since I was 18 and whatnot. I'm 31 now, I think. Yeah, I'm 31 now.
Right.
So I never really got a chance to, like, have that one-on-one talk with my mother. And I regret it to this day because I know that it's something that I need to, like, get off of my heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my dad is still alive. I'm still working on that, you know, to really have that conversation with him.
Why
and
haven't
whatnot,
you had it already with your father?
Because I don't know. I want to make sure that it's genuine. Like I want to make sure, like when I'm going to him, that it's in the right state of mind, and I don't want to hold nothing back.
You don't,
and whatnot.
You don't know that you need to forgive him and that you're wrong for resenting him. You don't already.
I do know that. I know that.
Well,
I know
how
that.
How much more do you need to know than that?
Okay. I see what you're saying.
No, that was a question.
Oh, my bad.
He black.
Yo. I know that's the reason that I need in order to do what I need to do.
So then why haven't you done it then? Why are you looking for something else when you already know you do resent him, you know it's wrong, you do need to forgive him for your sake, but you won't do it. Why are you waiting for something else?
I wouldn't say that I'm nervous or whatever. I don't know how he's going to take that.
Why do you need to know that? That's on him. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, that's true.
So why do you need to know how you don't know how he's going to take it? Why are you even concerned about that at all?
Because at the end of the day, I believe the whole purpose of me forgiving him and, you know, letting him know the reason why I resent him and all of that is to hopefully amend the relationship so that way we can be back on speaking terms, right?
That's the wrong reason to forgive.
Okay. So what's the right reason then?
The right reason is to admit that you're a sinner in the heart. You resent. You hate your father, you hate your mother, and you're wrong. And that's why you admit to yourself, you know what, I'm angry. I do resent my parent. I am wrong. They couldn't help themselves. I'm going to forgive. That's the right reason, because God said, confess that you're angry, that you're evil, and then forgive. He didn't say, well, forgive so you can have amend a relationship with anyone. He said, forgive so you can return to him.
So, say I forgive my father, how do I forgive my mother if I can't?
By realizing that she was wrong, she did the best she could, she hated her mother, and she had no love either. They both have no love, your father and your mother, and they just did the best they could do, because they didn't know that they didn't know how to overcome evil as well. Yeah. And so by your mother being dead, now that she's inspired, and may her soul rest in peace, but now that she's inspired, just realize, just like you can't help yourself, something else is controlling you. That came from your mother. And that thing that is controlling you was controlling her. And you became like what you hate. So realize she can
help. I ain't like my mom. No. That, I can't let you have that.
Okay.
I'm overcoming that day by day. I will say that. I used to be like her, yes. I used to be, I will completely admit that, man. Like, full-heartedly. But as I'm getting older, and then the more, like, I believe in God and whatnot, like, I see the error in my ways, and I know that that's not what a man is.
If you see the error in your way and you're not like your mother, why haven't you forgiven her and your father then?
I think I forgave my mother.
No, you haven't.
I believe I forgave. Why you say that though? How you come to that conclusion?
Because you asked me, how do I forgive her now that she's expired?
Yeah, because the reason why I asked that is because I done prayed about it, and I didn't know if there would be another way to go about that. So that's why I said that.
Right.
That's why I asked that question.
The only way is to, now that she's expired and you can't go to her, the only way is to realize she couldn't help herself. I'm just like her. I'm wrong for resenting her. And then forgiveness, because you can't go to her, then that would change by itself.
And I believe that.
And I highly recommend, but do what you want, that you go to your father and don't plan on the outcome. Don't think about how it's going to go, what's going to happen. Just know that you need to go and forgive. Dad, I'm wrong for resenting you. I've been resenting you all my life. I realize now you couldn't help yourself because I realize I can't help myself, and I'm wrong for judging you. And however he act or respond, that's on him. You forgive him, and God will forgive you. And don't ask him to forgive you. You forgive him, and God will forgive you.
Okay. All right. I knew I had to call you today. Man. Yeah, you that guy, Jesse. You that guy, man.
What the?
Yeah.
Now, I want to show you why children of religious families turn away, or they, as you said, they stray away.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see how we just show you're a Christian. You say you love God, but you have no love. You know about God, you know about God, but you don't know him. And then if you had children, you would have treated them the same way your parents treated you.
Yeah, no, I don't want that, man.
Right. You won't have, you won't do it now that you spiritually working on your life. You won't do it. If you do have children, you're going to love them with God's love without even thinking about it, and your children will be fine.
Okay. All right. All right.
So start doing the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Go and forgive your father.
All right. Will do, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. I'm going to call you back, and I'm going to tell you, Jesse.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know exactly how it went down to the T, man.
All right.
All right, Jesse, man. Have a good day, bro.
You too, buddy. 888-77 Jesse. Quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. You can get involved. The men's forum tonight, it is the first Thursday of the month. It is August. Oh, and to the ladies, I got a call yesterday at my office from a lady. She said, I've been wanting to call you, Jesse, this week, but y'all said it's Men History Month, and I didn't know if I should call during Men History Month. I'm like, what the? Ladies, you can call anytime you want. Men History Month, I want to know what y'all think about the men, too. Your man hero, whatever, in the past or whatever. But you can call, ladies. Men History Month doesn't mean that we don't take ladies' calls and we're not working with the ladies. What the? It's amazing what the mind tell you, huh? No. It was just like White History Month. We took calls from everyone. Likewise, Men's History Month is for everyone. And we take calls from everyone, ladies. And we celebrate White History last month, and it's for everyone. So, ladies, I take your calls on Men's History Month as well, in case others are thinking that. All right? I'm glad the lady called me and asked. Ask me about it. Because if you notice, as the world benefits from whites, it also benefits from men. What the? Amazing. So the men's forum tonight and the ladies' forums are the third Thursday night of the month. Don't forget to like these videos. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we have a brand new episode of the Fallen State TV. A brand new episode. I had a very interesting discussion with Curtis Hill, and Curtis is a lawyer, a speaker, and an author. At one time, he served as the 43rd Attorney General of the state of Indiana. Watch this.
Oh, Lord. Next time on The Fallen State.
The NAACP has abandoned its objectivity and gone under the side of the left politics.
Yeah.
The black community used to be against abortion, and yet we see the NAACP embrace abortion, notwithstanding that abortion had an incredibly detrimental impact on black Americans.
Those that wanted to come together, black and white, they did it naturally because you can't force people to love you. Would you ever follow a woman?
I obey my wife all the time.
You do? What now? It was fun. Tomorrow, right after the Haig report, and then right after the fall of state, the American Incubator on Fridays, around 12 or so, give or take. And you can support the fall of state by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right. Amazing. And don't forget to donate to our work, what we're doing here. We need your support. It's summertime. Make a donation to help carry us through the summer. Hold us through until you're back from your little vacation. Go to joptalk.com, joptalk.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or scan the QR code there, all right? It's a 501c3. Amazing. I want to go to AJ out of Virginia. AJ, you are on the air. AJ?
Good morning, Jesse. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
I had to take myself off of the speaker.
Okay.
Happy Men History Month.
Happy Men History Month, AJ. Amazing.
Amazing. Let me start off with answering the biblical question.
Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
I would say the laws of God.
And why do you say the laws of God?
At one point, I believe it was the words of God, you know, being that I was a Christian. And that's what we were taught. But since I've been working on myself, the only thing that makes sense is the laws of God, and that's why.
And how did the laws of God change? How did the laws of God change your life?
It was simple. God first, and forgive. And that made sense to me.
Okay. I got to hold my input until Sunday, but I appreciate that, AJ.
Perfect. All right, Jesse. So I have a few questions, but the first question would be more of like, so my family members, I have a lot of brothers and sisters, friends, et cetera. Since I've been working on myself, right, I'm just noticing I really don't have anything in common with them. It's almost like I disagree with everything I disagree with all their perspectives. And mind you, this is now. It was not always. And so I'm just having a difficult time I'm not even going to use the word dealing with them, but like, you know, just being around them, because it's just everything that comes out from them, you know, is the opposite of what I know now. And I have the urge to, maybe not even the word urge, but like, it makes me uncomfortable, you know, because I can't really have any discussions with them. You know, and I realize that, you know, even going back and forth, having a discussion with, you know, how I see things and how they see things, it ends up into a debate or an argument, you know. So it doesn't end up in a good situation. So I end up just going to events, you know, their houses, and just, you know, walking around by myself. it's really, you know, it's not difficult, but it's just, you know, like I don't know if I should just separate myself or just, you know, go through it. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Any questions?
Uh-huh. What I recommend, but do what you want, I recommend you stop judging them. You think just because you have another truth or you know the truth that you're better than them now. So the problem is inside of you and not with them.
I agree with the problem is within me, 100%.
So why not stop judging them then?
I just don't feel that I am, right? So
but you are. That's why you're not comfortable. If you had no judgment of them or anyone, including yourself, you would be comfortable anywhere.
So what you're saying is,
in any situation, you will be fine.
What you're saying to me is that even if I'm not voicing that I disagree with them, internally I'm disagreeing with them and thinking that, okay, I think I
you're judging them in your thoughts and your mind.
Yeah.
And that's worse than judging. What they're doing, you're worse than them because you're judging them.
Amazing.
You may not be admitting it to yourself, or you may not say it to them, but you are, because you think now you have it, and you just can't relate, and you just can't. They're all crazy, and you have a judgment on them.
You're right, because I even have those thoughts. It's like, I'm not judging them. I understand why they think what they think. You know, I'm making those statements out loud.
And it's not even you making those statements, it's Satan making them.
Yeah. 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 And I'm listening to the statements and accepting it as me.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you were not judging them at all, if you want to go around, you will. If not, you won't. And you'll be fine in your world, but you're judging them.
So when I'm not judging them, naturally, right, without trying, I would not have that feeling.
Not at all. All feelings come from judgment. All feelings come from thinking.
Thoughts, So even the thought wouldn't even appear.
Right.
Okay. How can I overcome that,
By being aware of it. That's the only way to overcome is awareness. You got to be present. You got to see what's going on inside of you, your mind, at all times.
So it's kind of too late when I have that feeling. That means I'm not catching the thought? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because when you got the feeling, you missed the thought, so now you think you're right.
So when I see the thought...
And you blame them for the way you feel. Oh, they're just so dumb. I used to think that way. They don't know what they're talking about. And you're feeling it because you didn't catch the thought. If you caught the thought, then you would never feel it.
Okay. I just need to be aware of that thought, not necessarily not have the thought.
Right. All you need to be aware. Okay. Don't try not to have it or to have it, but just be aware of the thoughts. That's it.
Amazing. So you naturally can live around people. I'm sure there's a lot of people that disagree with you, and you have no opinion.
If I had opinion about others, I couldn't do the work that I do.
That's true. Yeah. Well, not as good as you're doing it, for sure. Wow. Okay. So move on to another topic.
What in life, because of time, what in life do you love? Do you truly love?
What in life did I truly love?
Do you truly love? What in life do you truly love?
At this moment, I love God.
And why do you say you love God?
Because I know that's what I want, but somehow I'm still in this position.
If you love God, how are you judging your family members?
Well, I didn't know I was judging them until now.
But if you love God, you would know that.
Yeah.
How can you love God and not be of the light? How can you not see if you love God?
So what you're telling me is that it's just words to me. I'm not living it.
No, I'm asking you, how can you love God and not see?
Good question. You can't. If you do love him, you'll be able to see all, and you wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be in this position.
How do you know that?
I agree. Well, because I can see that I was wrong. I can see why I can see that I am judging them. I didn't see it until you pointed out that it's just the thoughts that. Even the thoughts that I have that says I'm not judging them, but I am judging them.
Go ahead, finish your statement. Because of time.
No, I can clearly see what you're saying.
Okay.
But when I'm alone, you know, if I'm not slowing down, the thoughts are telling me you're not judging them, you know? You know, in fact, you know why they are what they, they see what, they are who they are because you were there.
So you have a conversation with the devil.
Exactly, 100%. I'm still having that battle with him. And I know that I am, but not in the moment, right? And then even when I am, and if I do recognize it, instead of acknowledging that I'm in my thoughts, I'm just, going out of the thought.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Well, you stay with it. Don't give up. And just stay with it. Stay with it. And if you stay with it, practice staying present at all times, everything will become clear to you.
And you know, when I am, it is clear.
Right. You know? So we'll practice being that way all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, man.
Can I have one more question?
Real fast. This is about my son. Time, yeah.
Okay. So, I'm working on myself, and I have a 5-year-old son. My wife is not. And it's very difficult in the house because of her anger. And it's affect, and I can see it in my son, how it affects him. He's one way with me. He's the opposite with her. He doesn't listen to her. He pushes back, with anything that she does. And I can see why, because she imposes her will on him, and he doesn't allow that. You know, with me, he's cool. He follows instructions. Sometimes he's stubborn here and there, but when he's present, he follows instructions. He does what he's told. He's never angry with me, et cetera.
How old is he?
He's 5.
Okay, so, and you say it's very difficult in the house. What's difficult?
My wife doesn't, I was a beta one time, so, I completely changed, and it's really affecting her because she no longer has control of me. So she's prone to more anger throughout the day. Yeah.
And your question for me is what?
What do you think could happen to my son if one parent is working on themselves and the other parent that isn't? Is there a chance that I could still save him from the grief and the pain?
I recommend that you stop fighting with your wife and stop judging her. You work on you, and your son will be fine. Don't worry about the outcome. Don't worry about if. Just stay present and let the light take care of it, because all you have is this very moment, and nothing else exists. So just wait and see. But you work on you. Don't argue. Don't fight with your wife at all. But if you see her yelling at your son or carrying on, you just, in front of your son, you stop her. Hey, you're yelling at him. Stop that. You're being angry. You're destroying him. And that way he will see that you are protecting him from her. And as long as you don't argue with your wife and don't try to make her change or do anything, you'll be fine and he will be fine.
Okay.
But do not get into your head about, what's going to happen to my son and how are you doing? Don't even think about that at all, because you're back into thinking and you're the evil one when you do that.
So even when I'm, concerned about his well-being in terms of how he's handling things, it's kind of judging him.
Yeah, how are you concerned?
Is that a question?
Yes.
Well, when I see him angry, when I see him...
You don't need to be concerned. You just need to see.
Okay.
Because you become concerned. Now you're trying to change things, and you're trying to prevent anything from happening. and you're created of everything that you're trying to prevent.
So when I see it, just do nothing?
Yeah, you'll see what to do if you see it clearly.
In the moment.
You will see if there's any action to take at all.
Okay.
But you got to stay present. You got to stay in the light.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing. So stay with it. Stay present.
I will. Thank you.
Just stay with it. And don't worry about any outcome, about anything. The light, the truth, God, whatever you want to call him, he will give you the next step to take. It will come to you, and it will tell you the next step and the next step and the next step if you stay present with him, with God.
Okay.
The light will guide you. The light will speak to you without words. Everything will happen naturally.
Okay.
That way you don't have to try. You can't figure things out. You have to see things out, see your way through, not figure your way out.
Mm. Thank you, Jesse.
You stay with it, AJ.
I will.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Happy Men History Month.
Happy Men History Month.
All right. 888-77 Jesse. Super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Kale yesterday with a biblical question answer.
Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
God's law and his word is the same thing. In Deuteronomy, God said that we need to keep all his laws because man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Umbilical umbrellas yesterday.
Umbilical?
Yeah.
Is that like umbilical cord?
Yep.
Really?
But umbrellas.
Oh, what?
I think it's just two words that sound sort of similar. And so he just put it together as a username.
Amazing. I like that.
He gave a slice of cherry pie, it looks like.
Thank you. I love cherry pie. Amazing. Thank you.
Family business. Thanks, JLP and Bond 100.
Amazing. Thank you, and I really appreciate you helping us to do what we're doing here. Thank you.
Nathan G., welcome new member.
Thank you, Nathan G. That's amazing.
John Z., no message.
Thank you, John Z.
Thank you, sir. Noble Johnny Cali, JLP, how come you no longer say, again, after you announce that it is what day it is, as in it's Thursday, again? I'm sure I'm not the only listener who misses it.
Well, I don't ever plan what I'm going to say. The words just come, so I can't take any credit for anything I say, really, because they just come. So if they come up, then I will. What the? But thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of these super chats later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Thank you for your support. I do appreciate it. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, straight to your calls. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of our 1 of Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. Bible Thumpers, welcome. And Bible Pushers and Bible Believers as well. And it's the 6th of August. Happy Men's History Month. The lines are full. You can call in every so often just in case one of these lines open up. But right now, you probably get a busy signal. But don't give up, because sometimes a line may open up. Or you can call in and or call in as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller for the best chance to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the hours 2 and 3. All right? It is hate news, not fake news. What a mess. There's a growing cyclosporiasis outbreak linked to lettuce has now spread to 15 states, suddenly making every salad feel a little suspicious, so says CNN. What a mess. But Taco Bell is supposed to be fine now. So no endorsement implied, though. Taco Bell supports, I don't know, were they among those bunch of fast food restaurants that were supporting illegal aliens? Okay, so I'm not condemning them, nor am I endorsing them. Anyway, the Fauci vote, a Senate panel is set to vote today on whether to hold, maybe they already have, I'm not sure, Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress after he repeatedly declined to answer questions, pleading the Fifth, during a contentious hearing last week on COVID-19, the ridiculous overreaction in response to it, as if he's the only one. But I don't know, maybe he was sort of the head. But anyway, ahead of the vote, the panel's chair, GOP Senator Ron Johnson, obtained a copy of Fauci's former iPhone from the Department of so-called Health and Human Services, HHS. Ron Johnson said he hopes the device will answer questions that Fauci refused to address. Huh. Fauci invoked the Fifth Amendment more than 100 times, like 111 times or more or less, maybe, during last week's hearing, which Republicans had hoped would open him up to claims of perjury. Oh, really? Did they hope that? Wow. Abdul El hyphen Sayed. You may have heard about this guy yesterday on American Anchor, maybe, and elsewhere. Michigan's Democrat nominee for the U.S. Senate, Abdul El Sayed, is firing back after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, attacked his character following his primary victory. Trump accused him of hating Jews and Israel. While Republican groups have also targeted his race and religious beliefs. At least 2 GOP groups have launched ads portraying El Sayed as radical, quote unquote, ahead of his November race against former GOP Representative Mike Rogers. Speaking to Common Nonsense Network, of course he would go on CNN, Communist Nonsense Network. On Wednesday, El Sayed said, quote, "Everyone deserves to feel safe," unquote, and that he wants politics to embrace people of all backgrounds. Don't believe them. Anyway, no endorsement nor opposition or condemnation implied. Flu vaccines, the FDA has approved the first mRNA, that's messenger ribonucleic acid-based flu vaccine. It changes your DNA, or at least your RNA, or something. In the United States, for adults 50 and older, drug maker Moderna announced it Wednesday. Unlike traditional flu shots, which require strains to be selected months in advance, the mRNA vaccine can be updated much closer to flu season, potentially making a better match for circulating viruses. Moderna's study of more than 40,000 adults 50 and over, in their study, the vaccine was about 27% more effective than standard flu shots last year. If rolled out as planned, Moderna said the vaccine will be available to eligible U.S. adults, I think 50 plus, right, for the 2026 to 2027 respiratory virus season, which typically begins in October. I wonder what the stats are on people on JLP show listeners who get that shot, that flu shots in the first place. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? Amazing question for those men and women who want to overcome. Really, it's totally up to you. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, but you still want to listen to the show, you can anywhere in the world. You can podcast and still listen. On your phone, he made it possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you can listen to the show of mine by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. As my super chatter reminded me again, they come fast. And it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready?
I don't feel
you ready?
Your faith.
I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Hallelujah. Church up in here. You may have missed the first hour. And just in case, some people get up late or just tune in late for whatever reason. I asked my experts, what in life do you truly love? What in life do you truly love? And they told me, and it was amazing. My producer and Kurt, the producer of the Punch and TV, the producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, he black, and the producer of Punch and TV, he white. I asked them, they very interesting answers. What in life do you truly love? That is my question. I want to go to Diane out of Texas. Diane, you are on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jesse. How are you today?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month, Diane.
Happy Men's History. I love men.
Right on. Amazing.
So, Mr. Jesse, I was just calling to say thank you. I called you 3 weeks ago about wanting to change my thoughts. I said, speak to him, you know, speak positive. And you were like, go back to the drawing board. That's not going to work. So I did that. I went the next day. I started the silent prayer, and I've been doing it every day. And things have been amazing.
That's right. Well, you stay, if you stay with it and don't let the devil or evil talk you out of not doing it, you, Diane, haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer and clearer and clearer by itself.
Yeah, it is. Seriously. I actually thought that I had forgiven my father. He passed in 2020. And I did, and God revealed to me that you have unforgiveness for your father. I'm like, no, not my daddy. And sure enough, I kind of like, you know, kind of worked through that. And then we went to his grave site a couple of days ago, and I officially forgave him.
Right on.
So thank you. And I've been standing in the light, and it's really been great.
That's the best thing you should do for yourself is to stay in the light. It's the right thing to do.
Yes, sir.
So, Diane, let me ask, what in your life do you truly love?
What in my life do I truly love? I guess whatever's right in front of me at the moment.
In your face. So what's in front of you?
Yeah, whatever I'm present in.
Okay. Amazing.
Grateful for that.
Well, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Well, you stay with it, Diane. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
I will. And since it's Bible for Thursday, a little while ago, somebody called in about a sexless marriage. And you said that when you're working on yourself, that it just becomes a thing. But I know in the Bible it talks about, you know, her breast shall satisfy you. So and that you should get married if you think it's going to be tempting to have, you know, that. And I have a husband, and we are very sexful.
Very
so
sexful?
It's okay to have. Like we,
did you say we are, sexful?
Well, I was trying to think of the opposite of sexless.
Right.
And so it's okay, right? Like this. To have that desire towards each other.
Are you trying to make a baby?
We already made babies.
And why you guys very successful now then?
I don't know. Just probably because I think we like each other. And, you know, that's why we got married, because we liked each other a lot.
Oh, so you got married because you wanted to have very sexful?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you wanted to have a lot
of
sex?
Well, not the only reason.
Well, what's the other reason?
To have babies.
And how many babies have you had?
Two.
How many?
Two.
You don't want any more?
Thinking about it. I would like another one. It wouldn't hurt me.
How about him?
He's okay with it, too.
I'm sorry?
He would be all right with another baby as well.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you're trying to make babies, then that's fine. But once you make all the babies and you stay present, it will naturally fade away in the right way at the right time.
Okay. I agree with that, because sometimes I feel like we just go through life and we're not geared towards that. You know, it may happen or whatever, but we don't really make it a big deal.
Right on, yes, right on.
And I've always thought that because, you know, in this culture, you know, they say, whoever they is, they just seem like that you have to do that.
Right.
And that if you don't, it's a problem. And I've always thought, like, why, though? Because what is that? Like, I don't know. You know, like, I've always kind of thought that. Like, that's kind of weird, but I think that's perversion. Like, that's kind of the devil.
It is.
Making that's it why, seem like that's important.
That's why as long as we listen to the world and take the world's advice, we will always be in darkness. because the world is in darkness, and the advice that the world give you is from the darkness, because right. they don't have any light, so they only give you advice that cause you to go deeper into darkness.
Yes, sir. This is true.
So just stay with it, and and hopefully your husband working on himself, and everything will work itself out. You'll see your way out of it naturally.
That's right. I'm with it.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Well, thank you, Diane. Good to hear from you. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Jesse. Have a great day.
You too now. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Amazing. You got to stay with it. Someone should have told Paris Hilton that. Because apparently he's tripping. If the report is true. And I don't know what to deal with him, but the story, the report from the New York Times about Paris Hilton is very interesting. And for those who don't know, Paris Hilton is a blogger, and he blogs about quote-unquote celebrities. And he's well known, as far as I know, in that world. I interviewed this guy on the FallenState.tv. And so according to the Paris? I'm thinking about the hotel people. It's Perez. P-E-R-E-Z. Perez Hilton. This is from the New York Times. This guy was hospitalized after he appeared to harm himself on camera during a TikTok live stream on Tuesday. I wonder, why did he do this on live stream? Think about that. What made him do it? If he's going to do it, why did he do it on live stream? ABC 7 said the family of Hilton issued a statement after he was transported to a Miami area hospital. ABC 7 said this.
New details just into the newsroom on celebrity gossip blogger Perez Hilton. His family is responding following his disturbing social media post. We are not showing you the video because it is so disturbing. He was live streaming to TikTok from his home in Miami while holding a knife with his face and body covered in blood. His family released a statement just a short time ago saying Hilton is receiving medical care right now and says they are, quote, incredibly grateful for the overwhelming outpouring of love, support, and prayer. End quote. Hilton's social media has since been taken down. If you or someone you know is going through a mental health crisis, you can call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988 or chat with someone at 988lifeline.org. You can get help 24 hours a day and in multiple languages.
Amazing. My producer showed me the video of this boy, and it appears that he truly cutting himself up with the knife and what looked like blood everywhere. I'm like, what the? What changed his mind? It must be his fault. It's amazing. And making all this kind of weird noise, my producer's telling me. Here's Hilton in an early post where he discussed reading the Bible. Bible Thumper from X.
Hey, everybody. I've been crying, but happy tears. Because this is just so crazy. I've been reading the Bible, and so much of what is said here I had already been thinking of. It's just overwhelming in the best, most beautiful way. Hello, my fram. It is Perez, the queen of all media, the original influencer. And this Joyce Meyer Everyday Bible is actually the third Bible that I bought this week.
What? No wonder. He read Joyce Meyer Bible. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. What the? I wish him well, though. But he up there reading Joyce Meyer's Bible. I didn't know that. So it looked interesting if it's true that he was truly cutting himself up like that. I mean, blood everywhere. So how did he go from Joyce Meyer's Bible to cutting himself up like that? And y'all trying to tell me who Joyce Meyer is?
Well,
she's a female preacher.
Right. For the folks at home, we don't know.
Insane female preacher, too.
84 years old. That gal. Probably been around for a long time.
That's amazing. I wish him well. Here is some quote from Hilton on 2020 concerning his mental state.
In 2020, he was banned from TikTok for violating its community guidelines. At the time...
This is from the New York Times.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
At the time, Perez Hilton told the Times that he had been, quote, very depressed, unquote. And the social media platform, quote, gave me something to really look forward to every day, he said. In March, Perez Hilton said on social media that he had been hospitalized for 3 weeks with an ulcer and sepsis. Hilton said that during the experience, quote, God presented himself to me.
Oh, Lord.
In April, Perez Hilton announced his return to TikTok on social media, thanking both the platform and Jesus.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord. When I was down, my life was torn at me. You were there and set me free.
I know one thing.
Oh, Lord. What?
That is not what I truly love in life.
You have a quote from the article.
No, oh, that's what I just read.
Oh.
Yep.
And so here's what his boy said. Hilton said in an earlier post where he discussed reading the Bible. I just played it, but I want to, after that statement, this man listened to Joyce. According to X. Here's what he said about listening to Joyce.
Hey, everybody. I've been crying, but happy tears, because this is just so crazy. I've been reading the Bible, and so much of what is said here I had already been thinking of. It's just overwhelming in the best, most beautiful way. Hello, my fam. It is Perez, the queen of all media, the original influencer, and this Joyce Meyer Everyday Bible is actually the third Bible that I bought this week.
That's too many Bibles, buddy.
Let's go back to Jesse singing.
He's reading Joyce Meyer's Bible. Now, I'm not saying if it's true he cut himself up like that, but I can understand it. James 4:7 said, and I repeat, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Somebody should have told Perez that before he went on George Meyer's Bible. What the? But I wish him well, if it's true that those things have happened to him. One other quick thing that's happening inside of these people, Because everything that each individual does, an adult, man or woman, male or female, what you're doing is happening inside of you first. It's happening in you. If that's true that this boy cut himself up, it started inside of him first, in the mind. It started there first, and then you saw it in the physical. Everything that every human being do in life or does, which one is it, Jay? Everything that every human being does or do?
Everything every human being does.
It starts inside first. And if you paid attention, you would see that. And you would be like, what the? So everything start. That's why you start inside of you. It's happening in you. When people try to hurt you with words or physical or anything, it started inside of them first, in the mind. And that's why what you do to others, you're doing it to yourself because it's happening in you. And then you blame somebody else on the outside, but they had nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. It may be their fault. Amazing. Here's some, I mentioned this fire. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show yesterday, but it was interesting. There was a fire up in Washington State, and they said that somebody else had set the fire. And I was like, because it burned a lot of home and property. And I was like, wow, that's so interesting to me. Arizona family is reporting. Authority on Monday arrested a 37-year-old man they suspect of starting one of the devastating wildfire tearing through eastern Washington state. And they say, I don't know, but they said this guy killed his father as well back in 2010. Family, Arizona family.
In just the last hour, a man convicted of killing his own father here in Mesa is now under arrest in Washington state, accused of starting one of the three major wildfires that have just destroyed hundreds of homes in Spokane. Police arrested this man, Aaron Farnacci, for arson. He's being held on $1 million bond. Court records show he pleaded guilty to manslaughter for the 2010 shooting death of his father after an apparent fight over doing the dishes. The Old Trails Fire is one of the three wildfires burning in and around Spokane right now. As many as 1,100 homes, businesses, and buildings have been destroyed.
Isn't that amazing? According to AI, that the father that this guy was accused of killing was his adopted father. According to AI, according to Hake, according to AI. Hake love AI. What? He does. He pleaded guilty?
Yeah, eventually he pleaded guilty to manslaughter, but they charged him with first-degree murder.
Amazing. But isn't that amazing? He went and, according to the report, started a fire doing that to people's homes and stuff.
I didn't realize it had reached homes and stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I'm like, wow, this man, if it's true, he did it. Destroying people's homes. It happens inside of him first. Here's some reaction. Here's reaction from residents affected by the fire from Fox News and Today.
Listen to what some people had to say.
Home is where your heart is. My heart's still here, even though all the devastation around. But through everything, you know, just as in the lyrics, you know, it still stands. It's still waving. It's still, you know, unfurled. I have to show some strength, and it's hard to do that. It's super hard.
I think the hardest part is looking at this, but not just mine, my neighbors that I love, all of my neighbors. We've gotten very close, and they're hurting just as much as we are.
My dad had actually just finished paying off the house. Yeah, mm-hmm. He worked really hard for that. It was a beautiful home. It really was.
Amazing. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. I wish those people well. I really do. Those people that lost their homes. What a mess. Let me go to Gabe out of California. Gabe, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month. Gabe.
Hey, sir. You know, I was calling just Bible Thumper Thursday. Sorry, I'm in a little wind right now. But
you what?
I'm in a little bit of wind right now.
Oh, okay.
I work for one of the fire departments here in Sacramento. I'm trying to get out of the wind real quick.
Okay.
But I'm out now. I was saying I wanted to make a comment this morning and answer the biblical question.
Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
I'm a simple man, so the laws of God. If God only gave the Ten Commandments, it seems pretty easy to follow ten instead of the... I think they made an additional 100 and something different laws, and I seriously doubt those men that made all those additional laws from the Bible, I doubt they can even hold true to them. So, ten seemed a lot easier.
And how did the laws of God change your life?
Like I was saying, it's easier to follow, and you know, the like you mentioned all the time is love God with all your heart, soul, and might. It's simple, just to you know, come back to present. Remember what God said first, and the very first thing was, you shall have no other gods before me. So staying present, coming back, you know, to where you're at and knowing where you are, knowing who you are. And another thing you've mentioned in the past is the law was written in you. So it's all you have to do is come back to where you're at, your present.
I will appreciate that, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, Gabe, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I wanted to tell you about a story. A while ago, I thought for the longest time I wanted to get into the ministry, and later as I started going to school, it's funny, like, You want to get in the ministry, and the first thing you want to do is go to school.
I know. What the? what happens when you want something?
Yep.
We're not supposed to want for anything.
Yep, and I realized it later. I had gotten to school, and then I started realizing, like, everybody's fighting with each other on theology during all these courses, and everyone's different about everything, or they got disagreements on everything. But as I started doing that, I started volunteering at one of the churches I went to, or I go to. I've been going to it for a while. I'll still go sometimes. We'll have dinner with some of our friends, and my kids have friends that go to school together, and we'll go to church. But I wanted to mention that we had dinner with my pastor and his wife.
Gabe, can you hold that thought for a minute? Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up with it.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment.
Yes, I I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Share his grace on thee and crown the good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Amazing! Happy Bible Thumper Thursday. What the announcement? I do super chats but personal shout outs for you. Whatever the occasion is, I will shout it out. Shout out. Birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, congratulations, encouragement. People ask me to do all kinds of shout out for them, and they are amazing. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, or shoutout.fans, FANS/JesseLeePeterson. Shoutouts.fans, and they are personal/JesseLeePeterson. Did you catch Bill yesterday on Punchy TV? Bill on Punchy.tv. Yesterday he did a live episode. He went on a couple hours because it was amazing. Billy is amazing. He's also the engineer for the radio show here. But he has his own show on Punchy.tv. He black. Well, he half black. And his mama is black. His daddy is white. I wonder what color he identifies with. But catch Bill on Punchy.tv. Punchy.tv. All right? And don't forget to like the videos. I have to remind you. Let me go quickly back to Gabe out of California. And so, Gabe, you were saying you had lunch with someone or something?
Yeah, no, I had mentioned I was going in school, and then I had that led me to start teaching at one of my church. And as I started realizing who I was, and you know, not wanting to teach something I didn't believe in, I had stopped subscribing to emails that I got from church. But anyway, I had dinner with my pastor and his wife, and we were having a good evening. Everyone's getting along, and topics at church had came up, and I had just sat back. I didn't say anything because I'm not involved anymore. And my pastor's wife made a comment to me about me unsubscribing to emails and not wanting to help out. And I go, wait a minute. I did that years ago. Are you holding something against me from probably 3 years ago? And as soon as I asked her that question, I go, are you really holding something against me? And she goes, oh no, I just, you know, that was, and she's, you know, she's giving me the look too, like, oh, how could you? And, I go, well, I just kind of turned the subject away. And I said, you know, I'm a simple man. And when I get tons and tons of emails, it's kind of distracting.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not be distracted. So I unsubscribed and didn't want to be part of that anymore. And then she was just kind of cold the rest of the evening.
Oh, of course.
But this is someone who's supposed to lead or assist their husband in leading people to God.
What?
And then
there's
my pastor. My pastor was quite silent, kind of being a beta, but I don't hold it against him.
Did you ask him why didn't he correct her right then and there?
I didn't. There was about six of us there. And I go, when I had asked that question to her, I just looked at him and I go, how are you holding this against me right now? I kind of look, because they're sitting next to each other. I just looked at both of them at the same time. He just shrugged his shoulders and she goes, oh, I'm not holding it against you. But
yeah, that's why she brought it up. She's not holding it against you. What the?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like I said, I didn't judge her for it. So
yeah, that's right. This is another example that God is not involved in religion at all. He has nothing to do with religion. And that's why religious people are very, very evil people. They are very judgmental. Yeah. They are very emotional. And they are very angry.
I totally see it now. I've seen it for a few years now, and that's why I immediately, as soon as I had counseling with you a while ago, probably a few years ago, and while I was in school, that's everything that you had mentioned about, like, oh, you don't have to go to school when you feel called into the ministry or something. And then Jesus never said he was God, and you know, and they're teaching this in schools. And I go, man, yeah, this is, I just can't continue on like this. And then, you know, and after we had counseling, I did everything that you had mentioned. I went and forgave my parents and stuff. And I have people that will still come to me and ask for advice. And I still tell them the same things that you had taught me in counseling. And it's worked well for me now for, we're going on over 2 years. And I think my life is amazing.
Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. Stay with it.
Yep. And one thing I always tell those people that come to me and ask for the advice, I always give them the exact same advice that you give. And, you know, go forgive your mom for turning against your father, and then forgive your father for being weak, and then tell them that you apologize for judging them and resenting them. And
yeah,
at the end, every time I tell them, I said, hey, I'm only going to tell you this the one time. I go, this is a journey you're going to have to walk on your own. I can't sit and watch you do it. You're going to have to, you're going to have to take this mantle up by yourself.
Yep.
But.
Well, right on, man. What?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Yep. Well, it's just going to get better for you. It'll become clearer and clearer and clearer. And you will see things that you had no idea that you were blind to before. And when you see it, it changes by itself. You don't have to put any effort into trying to make anything change. It will change by the light.
It is. It's been a beautiful path so far, and I can't wait. I'm gonna let you go, but I'm looking forward to coming down for one of the men's forums. I was trying to come this month, but it's not gonna happen. Probably probably going to be October, okay. And then get to one of the fellowships pretty soon. I'm up in Sacramento, but it's a quick flight.
Right on.
Looking forward to seeing everybody and being part of the church down there in SoCal.
Right on. Amazing. Well, thank you, Gabe. Amazing story, and stay with it, man.
Thank you, Jesse. I'll see y'all soon. Love y'all.
Love you too, buddy. Amazing. Happy Men's History Month, right? He mentioned, Gabe mentioned a counseling service. We really have the best counseling service on the planet. And by phone, Skype, or walk in-house, anywhere around the world. And counsel with men and women all over the place. Very interesting counseling. If you like family or intervention counseling, go to JesseLeePeterson.com or RebuildingAMan.com, I think. RebuildingAMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I counsel with just as many ladies or even more than I do with men. So we're there for everyone, all right? Be patient if they don't get you right in. They will do their best, and if someone reschedule or cancel, they'll let you know. Let me go to Angel, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Angel, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Angel.
Hey, hey. Thank you for having me on the show.
Amazing. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you.
Just wanted to give you a shout out and
thank you.
Yeah, calling from Deep Blue, Chicago.
It's a mess.
Oh yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a shout out and thank you for, you know, guiding me the correct way, you know. I always grew up, you know, voting, you know, Democrat, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I finally, you know, I see the real side.
Right on.
Like, wow.
Right on, man.
I was brainwashed, to be honest.
Yeah.
Straightforward.
What a mess.
You know, sorry to talk over you all. Yeah, like, I just want to appreciate, you know, I appreciate your show. I've been listening to it for about a year now, so I just, you know, I like it. You're straightforward. That's it. That's what a man's supposed to do, just straightforward.
Yeah. Well, you stay with it, man. Stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. It's amazing.
That's right.
Have you forgiven your mother and father?
You said, I'm sorry?
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You went to her?
Yes.
And what did you say to her?
I forgive her.
You told her that?
Yes, and also to forgive me, you know, when I was a kind of a problematic child, you know, growing up.
And you asked her to forgive you?
Yes.
And why'd you do that?
Because I felt guilty, you know, like, just like I said, I gave her a hard time growing up, you know, hanging around the bad crowds and stuff, you know what I mean?
But you couldn't help yourself. She had recreated you in her image. So everything you were doing was because of her.
Yes.
Why didn't you ask her to forgive you for her creating you in her image?
You know, I just felt some type of guilt.
Are you your feelings?
I'm sorry?
Are you your feelings?
Am I my feelings?
Yeah.
Yes.
You are your feelings?
Yes.
How are you your emotions?
I mean, I'm 40 years old. I'm pretty sure I got a good stranglehold of my emotions.
But how are you, your emotions? Don't you get all type of different emotions?
That depends on, you know, what I'm going through.
But why do you call those emotions you when they are constantly changing?
You know, you just like up and downs in life, you know what I mean? You just got to get yourself back up and try again.
And who are you that you're getting up and trying again? Who are you?
I'm a man, 40-year-old man.
That's what you are, but who are you?
I'm me, God's son.
I'm sorry?
I'm me, God's son.
Did God tell you to go to your mother and ask her to forgive you, or did he tell you to go to her and forgive her and that he will forgive you?
Actually, both.
No, he didn't. God never said you to ask anyone to forgive you. He said, forgive them, and I will forgive you.
Right on.
So why did you do what the devil said instead of what God said?
Just temptation, you know? Like, let's see what it's like, you know? Just the wild side, I guess you could say.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I you know, where I work at, it's actually, you know, a church too. So, you know, like, I help out. I deal with a lot of, like, homeless people and, you know, less fortunate, I guess you could say.
Homeless people are evil.
Yeah, tell me about it. But, you know, like, just got to, yeah, I just put on my street face, you know, like, game face, you know, like, and they just put my guard on and they stay out of my way.
And the more you help them, the worse they get.
Yep. Tell me about it. I know.
What the? Well, you stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. And happy Men's History Month.
Thank you, Jesse. God bless. Take care.
I forgot to ask, did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Well, me and my father, may God rest his soul, we had a pretty spiky relationship. Obviously, I'm hanging around the bad crowds, you know, like, so he was, like, just in and out of my life, you know what I mean?
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Forgive your father. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with the hell in your mama. Did your mama tell you she drove your father crazy?
No, she did not. I don't think she would tell me something like that.
Well, I know. You know why she won't tell you that?
I guess I was too young to understand. I'm not quite sure.
No, when you went and forgave, she won't tell you that because she want to play like pretend to be the victim. And that your daddy was the bad guy, she's not going to tell you that all the hell in her drove your dad crazy.
I mean, yeah, man. Tell me about it. I'm going through that right now.
And you know why?
Yeah, you know, because women, they just want to, like, be authoritarian and take control of it. If you don't set a boundary, then you're going to get walked all over on. I see my cousin going through that.
And the reason that happened to you because you, are you married or just living with her?
No, I just live with her. That's it.
You're living with your mama.
tell me about it. I do like when I be a sarcastic joke, I tell her, okay, mother, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're living with your mama. And the reason you're still attracted to your mama because you still resent your mama. You got to go to your mama and say, hey, mother, I have been resenting you because you were evil. And I know now you couldn't help yourself. And I realize I'm wrong for resenting you. you don't owe her any apology for anything because everything you've done was done when you were young. It was because mm-hmm. of your hatred of your mother. You became like what you hate. And until you forgive her, every woman you get involved with will be your mama. And you won't be able to deal with her. And you're going to end up in the same situation your father ended up in, and because he never overcame his mama. You're attracted to what you hate.
Well, that makes total sense.
You got to go back and truly forgive your mother and don't apologize. It wasn't your fault as a kid. It was her fault. And it was your father's fault because he didn't know how to protect you from her.
Yep.
You got to go back to the drawing table and forgive your mother. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I know now you couldn't help yourself. And however she take it, that's on her. Don't react to her reactions. And God will forgive you as you forgive her. And the reason you resented your father because you saw him through your mother's eyes. You were yearning for your father, but you saw him through your mother's eyes, so you resent your father with your mother resentment. You are not yourself.
Right on.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah. Tell me about it. Whoa.
And then I want to encourage you to go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. And when you're doing your little hooping and hollering prayer that don't work anyway, be still and know God. Do the silent prayer. Do both. Do your little hooping and hollering. Praying to the devil, pretending you're praying to God. Praying to God. And then be still and know God. Everything going to change for you, angel.
Right on.
But you got to truly forgive your mama. You were tiptoeing around her because you were afraid of her reaction.
Wow.
How old are you?
I'm 40 years old.
At 40 years old, you're still afraid of your mother in the same way you're afraid of the woman that you live with.
No way. I'm not afraid at all.
Why you put up with her mess then?
Oh, no. I put my foot down. I put a boundary down a long time ago.
But you still put up with her mess.
What was that?
You still put up with her mess.
I mean, well, I have a kid with her, so, you know, I'm trying. Try my best.
But that's not a reason to put up with a mess. Here, because of time, I got to run, but go back and forgive your mother, and don't worry about how she react. Let her react any kind of way she want. Apologize for resenting her, and God will forgive you, and he will take your mother's spirit, which is of the devil, away from you and give you back yourself.
Right on.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, Jesse. All right, thank
buddy.
You.
Okay. Super, super. Super chat.
Popcorn Stump Keg says, Jesse, I've heard you speak about your grandfather being killed by a white man who was upset because your grandfather hired a man he had fired.
Great grandfather.
My question is, why would that white man think he could tell your grandfather who he had the right to hire?
Because he was white.
And lastly, did the man go to trial or jail for killing your grandfather? What happened?
I have no idea. I wasn't even thought of at the time. I was still in heaven. Amazing.
A twinkle in your great-grandfather's eye.
Amazing. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Back to your calls and your super chats right after this break. The hate news, not the fake news.
They say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the?
If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. I know it, and I think you do too. This is the end of Hour 2 of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. We love the Bible Thumpers, if we love anyone. Nice. And Hour 3 is coming up, y'all. Hang tight, callers, but there is one line open. So you, yes, you, can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in this third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, after which comes The Hake Report. That's my show, live Monday through Friday, in that host chair, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. And after Hake, American Anchor, baby, on YouTube and Rumble, as well as, of course, on Substack. Very fun. All right, so Iran is pushing back on our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's claim that negotiations to end the war are underway, while Tehran denies holding talks with Washington. They are negotiating with Oman, and those talks have led to some progress over the Strait of Hormuz. Isn't that nice? A senior Gulf official familiar with the talks told Kami Nonsense there is about a 50-50 chance of a deal by Friday. Still, tensions remain high, with our greatest president Trump insisting earlier today that the U.S. has massive amounts of munitions. Despite sources telling Kami Nonsense that some key stockpiles are running proportionally low, down 80% or whatever, but 20% could still be massive amounts. Both could be true, or one could be false, the other true. We don't know. Or none of them true. Artificial intelligence, another week, another warning about the AI getting a little too good at its job, supposedly. Or I've seen a lot of bad at their jobs type stuff. But anyway, Jeffrey Hinton, Nobel Prize-winning computer scientist, known as the godfather of AI. Jeffrey is spelled G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y. Hinton told Kami Nonsense Network on Wednesday that humans may no longer be able to outsmart the next generation of super intelligent AI models. Quote, as they get smarter, we're going to see more and more complex intentions they have and more ability to escape control, Hinton said. His warning comes after the two leading AI labs, OpenAI and Anthropic, reported separate incidents in recent weeks involving their models hacking into other systems during testing. On Wednesday, Meta, that's Facebook and Instagram and stuff, WhatsApp and all that, reported a similar incident, saying one of their AI agents went rogue and hacked another organization's systems. Whew. Wow. More than 900 million SpaceX shares unlocked today, y'all. The change will more than double the publicly available shares of Elon Musk's company, SpaceX. Exciting, I guess. By the way, there's new research suggests avoiding three things may delay dementia by up to 13 years. May, okay? Suggests it may. But those three things are high blood pressure, smoking, and diabetes type 2. But don't fret if you're already doing all three or whatever, because worry makes it worse, I hear. There's a very high-resolution view of the sun. Magnetic mysteries, it has revealed, I suppose. According to this Kami Nonsense little blurb, the world's most powerful solar telescope has captured the highest resolution view of the sun's surface and uncovered a process that drives solar activity, so they claim. Explain that, space-denying flat earthers. Shout out. You can call The Hake Report. You can call Punchy TV. You can even call JLP or American Anchor, baby, I suppose. And MIT unveiled a robot that flies and swims. That sounds cool. Some researchers believe this, and it's a $300 robot. That sounds cheap. That's, like, nice, relatively speaking. And it could help protect the ocean, they say. Well, isn't that special? You can podcast the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Links available if you go to jlptalk.com, which is jesseleepeterson.com/show, and scroll down to the podcast section. I'm James Hake.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
No one knows what it's like to have blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to have blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated. No one knows what it's like to be hated. To have bad dreams. No one knows what it's like to have bad dreams. Uniting the races. Why you laughing, hate?
I think people who know that song may know what you're talking about.
Do you know Nick?
No idea.
It's a beautiful song.
Nick is a musical Philistine, confirmed. Even though he knows a lot of music.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know some of the classics.
Am I singing it right?
I don't know anything.
Not exactly.
Let me hear how it goes.
Don't put me on the spot like this. I'm not your trained monkey. Okay, so it's like, no one
knows
what
it's like.
Are you
about untrained monkey?
Yes.
Go ahead.
To be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, it's not to have blue eyes.
Oh. Behind blue eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
It also said, he says, no one knows what it's like to be hated.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Though I feel like everybody knows what it's like. But you feel like nobody knows what it's like.
Yeah.
To be you.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Does it sound familiar now, Nick?
I still sang it wrong.
It does sound more familiar.
Oh, let me hear it again.
About the bad man.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. And then a couple people sing it, chime in, or his voice is layered. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like. Something.
So no one knows what it's like for you, what you're going through behind blue eyes?
Yeah.
I bet you every white person knows.
Maybe so, without knowing it.
Amazing. Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday again. The Who?
Yep.
That's the name of the group?
Yep.
The Who? No one knows what it's like to have blue eyes. Where am I? I forgot where I'm. Oh, you can get involved by calling 888. That song is by The Who, W-H-O. You can call 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God? The words of God or the laws of God, which changed your life? We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out about and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you still want to listen, you can. You can podcast and then go to your phone and call 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
And I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster...
I've been hearing all my life, we're getting closer to the end, and the end still didn't come. What now? Bible Thumper Thursday. I have a question this week. What in your life do you truly love? What's in your life? What in your life do you truly love? I have a quick question for Hake, and then... I got to move on. Hake. Yes. I can't hear you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was reading, intentionally reading Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Nice.
Or maybe James, I don't know. And I noticed that Matthew never mentioned the died on the cross and the resurrection of Christ. Why is that?
First of all, I wasn't aware, and I'm not aware that that's the case.
He didn't talk about, unless I just still missed it, but I was wondering why didn't Matthew, because he was one of the guys that would write down the stuff about Jesus, right, as they were walking around. But I don't see where he mentioned the death on the cross and the shedding of blood and all that. And I noticed that all three of those guys had different ideas or...
Are you sure you're saying the right thing?
Matthew?
Because the AI is telling me that premise is incorrect. The Gospel of Matthew provides detailed accounts of both Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead.
Maybe I got the wrong person, but I read one of those guys did not mention it. Or maybe they didn't mention he was born of a virgin birth.
Right, I think only two of them.
I think that's what was missing.
Okay, so the Gospel of Mark is the only one whose earliest and most reliable manuscripts lack any physical resurrection appearances.
Right, see?
The Gospel of
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and James.
John,
yeah, my bad.
The four Gospels, yeah, right?
Matthew, okay. Mark, and so that was Matthew, right? Mark didn't mention the resurrection.
Yeah.
I knew one of them didn't mention it, and then one of them didn't talk about she was born of a virgin birth thing.
I think there's maybe two of them.
Yeah. Why didn't they talk about it? And they were closer than Peter.
Mark and John do not mention the virgin birth.
Right. Why would they? They were with him.
Well.
Why did they leave that out? They never mentioned the birth of her at all.
I don't know if they were the ones who actually wrote these.
Oh.
None of the four Gospels mention their authors within the text itself. Originally written and circulated anonymously.
I rest my case.
In highly literate Greek. Highly literate.
Y'all still believe the Bible is the infallible word?
Traditionally, Matthew is attributed to Matthew Levi, the tax collector. Mark attributed to John Mark, traditionally.
Yeah.
Luke to Luke, John to John, son of Zebedee. The beloved disciple.
And I'm thinking, well, it's interesting that these guys never mention that. Do you find that as interesting as I do?
Yeah.
Did you know that before right now?
About which?
That they didn't mention the
virgin birth?
The virgin birth or the crucifixion death.
I think Mark talks about the crucifixion death, but not the resurrection appearances.
Right.
I wasn't aware about the resurrection thingy. And I had heard fairly recently, within the past few years, I hadn't really noticed the virgin birth being only by two of them.
See?
The couple of the later ones.
Yeah. And also, Mary and John and Mary had three sons, more than just Jesus.
I think they had five total, Joseph and Mary.
Right. Who did I say?
Three.
Who did I say?
John and Mary.
I mean, no, Joseph and Mary.
Right. Mary and Joseph.
I didn't know they had all those children.
It sounded like that's the case, the most likely situation.
Yeah, they had other children. As a matter of fact, James took over Jesus' ministry. Jesus told him to. When he died, before he died, he had James. Said, James is going to take this over.
He said that? Yeah. I thought he's, well, I don't know, because one of the Gospels says Peter is going to do it.
But Peter, it wasn't Peter, it was James, his brother.
Well, some people think that when Jesus said, Peter, you're the rock.
That didn't mean you were taking over the church.
I think some people think that he was joking with Peter. Because Peter was no rock. But I don't know. Maybe he was speaking
what
it.
What a mess!
Maybe he was speaking it in faith. Four brothers. The New Testament explicitly names four brothers of Jesus.
Yeah. I didn't know he had all those children.
And mentioned he had unnamed sisters.
See that?
Whoa.
Mary and Peter and Joseph were busy.
Nice big family.
Having white babies.
Hey. Whoa. Shots fired at the black and Palestinian Jesus narratives.
No wonder they were haters, all those blue eyes.
Are Palestinians white? White enough to be? Anyway.
I don't know. Anyway, it was just, I've been reading the Bible a little bit more because a lot of people talk to me now about the Bible and all that, and it's just a mess. I want to tell you this quick story about what men have to go through when they marry the wrong woman. When you marry Satan. And how men are hated because they are, even if they don't know it, they are sons of God. They're not hated just because they're a man. They are hated because of who they represent, even if they don't know it. Even they have been turned away from the Father, they're just sons who have been turned away from the fathers. Like Eve did with Adam, turned him away from his father. Mothers do this with their sons and daughters all the time. Just as Eve did, they turned the children away from the fathers and the children suffers. This father fought, according to the report, to save his son from medically transitioning after his ex-wife convinced the boy that he is a girl. His ex-wife convinced his son that he was a girl. And now the state is forcing the man to pay for it or face jail time. This is from TikTok.
You're a boy, right?
No, I'm a girl.
Who told you you're a girl?
Mommy.
When did she tell you were a girl?
Because I love girls.
Oh, I see. So mommy told you were a girl?
Uh-huh.
Amazing, huh?
The state of California says that I have to pay for the chemical and physical castration of my son as child support. I'm not going to pay that child support. I'm not going to pay anything to hurt my son.
And that means you'll be going to prison?
California is going to send me to prison for that.
So, Jeff, you are going through something. You've been going through something that is probably a father's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Tell me when this started.
Started when my son was about 2 years old. My ex-wife, who's a pediatrician in Coppell, Texas, started thinking that he might be a girl and started trying to transition him to a girl. And when I tried to put a stop to that, she filed for divorce and used her relationships with care providers to force me out of my house. And so I moved about a mile up the road from my son's. She filed for divorce formally, and I had 50-50 custody of him. And just after his third birthday, you know, I took the first iPhone video I'd ever taken, and it was him telling me that he thought he was a girl because his mommy tells him a girl.
Amazing, huh? See how until they start to change, how women hate men? And it doesn't matter if you're a religious woman, Jewish woman, black, white, Chinese, Japanese, it doesn't matter, Mexican. They hate men. They hate the children's fathers, and they turn the children away from the fathers, just as Eve did. Jeff is his name, Jeff Younger. And Jeff spoke at our men's conference down in Florida about this situation. And at the time he was, and he may still live in Texas, but at the time he was living in Texas. That was back in 2021?
Yes, he was on the show back in 2021.
On the Jesse Peterson show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The father says he has two twin sons, James and Jude. And he said that James never presented as a girl until he was with his mother. He never presented himself as a girl until he was with his mother. TikTok.
Had your son, you have two sons.
I have two sons, James and Jude. They're twins. They're not identical. James is the one that she's transitioning.
And was there any sign in James that he was open to this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So he was directly asked that by counselors and stuff. But James never presented as a girl with anyone but his mom. At church, with me, with his friends. And I asked him one time, why are you doing that? And he just flat out told me, he said, well, mommy doesn't love me if I'm not a girl.
Amazing.
And that's what he told the counselors, too.
His mother doesn't love him if he's a girl, unless he's a girl. According to the father, that's what James told him. Now you see what mothers do to children? I always love my mama, huh? You love what you hate, and you hate what you love. The father says James was a talented boxer. All alone. I'm sorry?
I think the file's not working.
The file's not working? Okay.
You're a boy, right?
That's the beginning one.
Yeah.
I'm just testing that the thing works.
Okay.
It does work. It's just this file, Derek.
Okay, I have to come back to that. He talks about how James was a talented boxer, but lost his Olympic talent scout. Lost his Olympic talent scouts once the transition got started. Now, men and women, do you believe me? What a mother would do to the man's children, boys and girls, they'll do it to both. They have no love. We'll try to get that and play it for you. And we did cover this back in 2019 as well, the story. So go to Jesse. How can the people find it?
It's called Trans Kids Courts Side with Evil Mother Who Wants to Her Son to Transition. It's on Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
What an amazing thing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. And one last thing. If somebody offered you $1 million or your father, which one would you take? They say, I give you, in this interview, in a street interview, a preacher by the name of Shane asked a young girl, $1 million or your dad? Watch this from Instagram. Oh, we don't have that one?
I don't have that.
Y'all have that? Darren, he doesn't have it. What the? We'll come back to that. What a mess! 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, you are on the air. Hey, Maze.
Hello?
No, it's not.
Oh, this is someone else.
Who is this?
I just called. This is Tori.
Tori?
I haven't spoken with anybody. Yes, sir.
Oh,
nobody,
hold on, Tori.
Nobody's spoken.
Okay, don't hang up. I just, Maze hung up. Maze was there. Hold on, Tori. Don't hang up. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Charles in the meantime, out of Michigan. Charles, you are on the air.
Hello, hello, Jesse.
Hey, Charles, homeboy.
Yeah, homeboy, how's it going? How's it going?
All is well. Yeah. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, Bible Thumper Thursday, huh?
Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
I believe it's the word of God.
Changed your life?
Yes, but being in my heart. Changed my heart, and that changed my life, I would think.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's how I believe. Yep, I appreciate you, Jess, and thanks for the biblical question. And it's always a pleasure talking to you. I don't know how I think I contact with you other than the people back home.
Right on, man. Thank you.
Yeah, the people back home told me about Jess. I said, "Wow, they say, kind of remind me about the parable in the Bible when they say, I asked about Jesus when he came to town doing all the miracles. They were so astonished. One of them said, did they say, can nothing good come out of Nazareth? Because Jesus was from Nazareth.
Right.
So I said, they say, can nothing come out of Bible County good? Jesse, that's all right. Yeah, they say, Jesus. Yeah, that's what he said about Jesus. Couldn't let it come out of Nazareth, but Jesus.
That's amazing. I was raised and born in Barber County, Alabama, folks. Amazing.
Alabama, sweet home Alabama. Yes, it was.
Nice.
I was in Nate County over. Yeah, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Oh, yeah, and I put in for my my silver coin. I'm looking for it. It should be in the mail soon.
Right on, man. Right on. Punchy is on silver coin. Isn't that amazing?
On the silver coin, yeah. I'm waiting for it to come in the mail now.
Right on. Let me know when you get it, Charles.
I sure will, Jess. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Good talking to you, buddy.
Same here. Keep up the good work and tell all your staff I said hello.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too now. Here is the ad for the silver coin that Charles is waiting to receive in the mail. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Isn't that amazing? And silver coins are good investments. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or call 800-411-BOND. Here's where hate destroys the silver coin. All my life I've been in my... Oh, you don't have that, Nick?
I'm not describing it in the clip because it's just silent footage that we just talk over and describe it.
Oh, show the silent video and hate would tell.
Not sure if they still have that handy.
I don't think I do.
Let me know who you get it. What the? But you want to describe without it or?
Sure, it looks beautiful. I got...
Here you go.
I got one myself.
Oh, there you go.
And that's the one that I got. So cool. And people say, it doesn't look like Jesse. It does look like Jesse.
It looked like me to me.
Yeah. I mean, different angles, of course, are going to look weird because it's silver. It's real silver. Hand-hewn, stippling. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Deep, nice relief carving. It's hand-hewn, like I said, I think. Real pretty stuff. Highly recommended. It's both a way to support Bond, and it's a real cool thing to look at and check it out.
And an investment.
Yep. It's worth something, too.
And look, they put my coin next to the Great White Hope.
Yeah.
And no one beat out the Great White Hope but me.
Nice. Yeah, you can see the difference between something nicely, artisanally hand-done versus a clean machine thing. Right on. And you can see the relative size compared to pennies and quarters and stuff. So check it out.
Check it out. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. And it comes in a, see the little case? Like this. Amazing, huh?
And a whole big old case like this.
Yeah. You'll get it like that in the mail. And this will be in there.
Nice. Oops.
Amazing.
I like to handle it. Although it comes with a white glove so you don't have to get your grubby fingers on it and tarnish it.
Yeah. You will be happy. We only have a few left now, so we only had 200 and...
Limited edition, 250? Yeah. For 250 years.
Yeah, 250 for the 250 years. Amazing! JesseLeePeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. All right? Let me go to Tora out of Texas. Tora, you are on the air. I mean...
Hi, Jesse.
It's Tori, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, speak up a little bit for me, Tori.
Okay. I just had a question, sir. Could you give me guidance on when it talks about life and death and the power of the tongue?
All angry people speak death in their life. I'm angry. I'm lonely. I'm sad. I'm rich. I'm poor. I'm white. I'm black. I'm male. I'm female. Poor, poor me. I'm stressed. I'm worried. I'm jealous. I'm strife. I'm gossipy. They speak death into their life.
Okay.
Because you're calling death you when all those things are death and not life.
Gotcha. What about, secondly, whenever it talks about rebuking things, do we do that or is that not necessary?
Hold on a minute, okay? Hold on, Terry. Let me take a quick break. The stretch off is open on pills.net. Back in a quick moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Check out Bill on Puncher TV. Bill on PUNCHIE.TV. And tonight, it's the Ms. Forum tonight. It is the first Thursday of the month. For men only, the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Come on down, guys. They are amazing. And ladies, don't worry. Don't be jealous. Don't worry. Your meeting is the third Thursday of the month at Sunday morning for men and women, everybody. But the ladies' meeting is the third Thursday of the month. And the ladies on fire, as well as the men, working on themselves. Thank you all for your financial support. Don't forget to support us, all right? I want to go back to Tori out of Texas. Tori, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just a second question was, when the Bible talks about rebuking or things of that nature, is that something that is realistically that humans can do or no?
Rebuking?
I guess rebuking. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's you rebuke thoughts by being aware of them.
Okay.
Whatever
okay.
thought comes, whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, no such thing as good thoughts, by the way. But when you beware of those thoughts and not give in to them, don't fight with them, don't call them you, you are rebuking them, and the light is destroying them from you.
Okay. It's not necessarily a verbal action that you have to verbally say rebuke. Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. And I've been doing the silent prayer for probably close to a decade now, and it's pretty amazing. It's still amazing every day.
Right on. Well, you stay with it.
Thank you for that.
You stay with it. I'm telling you, if you stay with it, you will become one. You're going to see that you're one with the Father, and you will have clear mind, and everything you do in life will be clear. You won't have to think about it or second guess or anything.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Great. Amazing. Let me go to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Mays, happy Men's History Month, Mays.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month.
Excuse me?
Happy Men's History Month.
Can I say what I called for?
Yes.
I don't celebrate. I only celebrate birthdays, so.
Oh, yeah, that's
birthday.
Right.
I know you're getting your Alzheimer's or something.
Something going on. Something's
sure
on my mind. It's been troubling me a long, long time. Yes, Maze, why'd you call?
Yes, your question that you have about his word or
the biblical law. The biblical question?
Yes.
Which changed your mind? I mean, which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
Well, his word, did he write it or somebody else? Oh, they're both the same thing.
No, it's a biblical question. Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
The laws of God, because people don't abide by his laws in the first place. Because when I ask the question, it says, obey your parents, your father and your mother. And they don't obey their father and mother. Why do you got to say, how do you obey them if you got to ask them for forgiveness?
And
if you forgive them,
how do you do that?
How
did the laws of God change your life?
I just told you.
How?
Following his law.
How did
Obeying my father and my mother.
And
not disliking them. I act as if my mother was something that shouldn't have been here. So how do you do that?
So you said
how do you obey your father and your mother?
You said that the law changed your life by you obeying your parents?
And everything else, because it says thou shalt not kill. I don't want to kill nobody. But then you got these Christians running around here happy because it says, and also it never talks about a rich man. It talks about a poor man. And then, doesn't it? Or does it not?
But I'm trying to understand before you move to the next thing. Your response to the biblical question, you said the laws of God changed your life and because you obeyed your parents, right?
No, I said his law. You asked me, was it the law or was it his word?
Right.
I said the law.
And you said
the law should have changed everybody.
Of God changed your life because you obey your parents?
No, that's not what I said. I asked you to answer the question.
How did the law of God change your life?
Because he wrote it in his word, in his commandments.
And so the law of God changed your life because he wrote it?
No, because I studied it and then I wanted to abide by it. So if you don't abide by it, what does that make you a heathen, right?
And how do you
believe in war?
How do you abide by
it? And if you don't believe in giving to the poor? What?
How do you abide by the laws?
Because I don't let man change what God put upon me as a person. He said, let no man change it, and I don't let no man change it. So do you get that? That's how.
Well, I appreciate you responding. I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday. But I do appreciate your response to it.
So now can I ask you another question?
Yes.
And with his law. So if he said that should not kill, why do people worry about the poor people, but they want to be happy when people give money to go kill other people in other countries? Is that against God's law?
I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm asking you, is it against God's law?
What are you referring to?
The wars and stuff, all of this fighting and stuff that we're looking at.
What war are you referring to?
All of them.
Which one?
The one over in the Middle East.
So are you talking about Ukraine and Russia?
I'm talking about both of them.
Oh, Ukraine and Russia.
I'm talking about Ukraine and Israel, too.
Israel, who?
And Palestine.
Who is Israel war with?
Okay, just you want to play... Play like you slow.
I am black and slow.
And that's what you're trying to do. Okay. Well, I'm not.
Which war is so Israel? Who's Israel?
All of them. That's the one that's America. The one that America's involved in. Is that abiding by God's law?
America is not involved in a war.
America is involved in killing people.
Which war is America involved in?
All both of them.
Which war?
They're giving both money. So then you look at the poor people, and then you look like that is what you call it.
Which war is America involved in?
Which one you want to choose?
I'm saying they're not involved in war. I'm trying to ask.
What are they involved in?
You said they are. Who are they involved in a war with?
They are participating.
With who?
With Israel.
Who is Israel at war
over
with?
In the Middle East? What?
Who is Israel at war with?
You tell me.
You're the one saying it.
I'm asking you a question. You are dancing around the question.
Maybe
I'm asking you, why
of
are
time,
they...
Okay, because of time. Who is America at war with?
Let me see. Who are they at war with? I don't know.
Then why you saying that then?
Okay, you're confusing me with your spreading lies.
You said it.
No. You're trying to beat around the bush. So we're gonna get real.
Maze.
So you know
Maze. One last time, because of time and I got a lot of calls. Who is America at war with?
They're at war with somebody in the Middle East.
Man, you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I'm going to play like you. I don't
just
know.
Just because you said it, don't mean you meant it.
No. Just because I said it, you're trying to ignore it.
I'm not trying. I asked the question. I didn't ignore it.
Yes, you are ignoring it.
What is America doing?
Listen,
call me again because I'm trying.
We'll go this way. What is America doing to spending people's taxpayer dollars for no reason?
You're jumping from thing to thing. You had
no
proof of war.
No, I'm still on the same subject. You know who we're at war with. You just don't want to say it. You're in denial.
You're the one said it, so who is at war?
America is at war by itself then, I guess. They're over there shooting, dropping bombs and bullets and all of this stuff on people.
Man,
oh, Lord, help
them. I got to run, but call me again because you have a good one.
Thanks
for responding to the biblical question.
And also, one more thing I want you to do since you're reading the Bible. Tell me where there's a place called Israel.
Over by Palestine?
In the Bible.
In the Middle East?
What?
In the Middle East.
Oh, you can answer that one, but you can't answer Iran and all of those different type of things.
You the one said the thing about the war.
You got it.
See, all right, man, I got to run because of time. Let me go to Chase out of Ohio. Chase, you are on the air.
It's Case. Jesse, we did this last time, right?
It's Case?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my bad. You're right.
Biblical question.
Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
The words of God, Jesse.
And how did the words of God change your life?
Well, in the beginning, there was the Word. 5.65. Everything else came from that.
How did the words of God change your life?
The words changed. I don't read the Bible enough. I know the words. The words speak the truth about what's going on in the world today, what's happened in the past. The words are the truth.
How did the words of the Bible change your life?
They wanted me to be a more honest person. I wanted to be a more spiritual being.
So how did the words change your life?
I was not on the right path before.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the right. So?
Who is that lady in the car with you?
2 miles. Turn right on Winter. Oh, that's GPS. You hear?
Oh, I thought it was your wife telling you how to drive.
I don't drive. No. That's okay. I work things out with my mom, too, Jesse. I talked to you about my mom.
Right on.
Yeah, we talked it out.
Right on, man. You stay with it. And I appreciate your response to the biblical question. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Tell that lady to drive your car and say hi.
All right, I will.
All right. Amazing. Let me talk to Lisa, a first-time caller out of Maryland. Lisa, you are on the air.
Yes, so I just had a question for you.
A first-time caller, Lisa. Okay.
Yeah. So I was just curious, and I was wondering, how come you don't read the Bible after you're supposed to read it and then put it down?
I didn't say you don't read it. I said when you read it, don't read to remember it.
But why?
Because it becomes intellectual knowledge, and you will hold on to that knowledge about God and about situations, and you will think that you know God just because you know the knowledge of reading about him, but it will keep you away from God. You can read it, put it away, and let the wisdom come, and that would draw you closer to God.
But without having the knowledge and the wisdom, don't God give that to us?
Well, people who have knowledge don't have wisdom. God cannot give people knowledge, wisdom, because they hold on to the knowledge and they have a false identity of wisdom.
And that's another thing. Because only God gives us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word anyways.
Well, God, you read and you get the knowledge about things, but when you hold on to the that's why people quote the Bible, but they don't know God at all. Their hearts are still wicked. You notice how the people who read the Bible are evil people?
No, not all of them, but some, yes.
When you met one that's not evil?
I can't really judge them or speak for them.
When have you ever met anyone that read the Bible and they're not evil?
Well, like I said, I can't say that I ever met somebody.
I rest my case.
24/7.
I rest my case.
But it's not a case.
It is a case.
How is it a case?
Lisa, you read the Bible?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
What in life do you truly love?
What in life do I truly love?
Yes.
On this earth?
What in life do you truly love?
On earth, I love myself first.
What do you mean by on earth? Then, are you somewhere else?
No, because I'm not in heaven yet. That's why I said on earth.
I thought you went up there with Elon's space thing.
Oh, no, thank you.
So what in life do you truly love?
I love myself. I love my children. I love the breath I'm breathing because God gave it to me, woke me up this morning. No matter what I face, God is still always there. And it don't get me discouraged because he's already there. So why should I be discouraged knowing that he already know my situation even before I was going to face it? So I love that as well. And then everything I have, I always give God the praise. And I don't love things just to be saying it. I love my grandchildren, my children, and the list goes on. I know I'm on the radio with you, or I don't know how your show works, but
you know what you truly love?
No, you tell me.
Your thoughts, your emotions.
My who?
You love your anger. You love your thoughts. You love your emotions. You love your troubles. You love suffering. You value those things. That's what you truly love.
Oh, you asking me that question, or are you telling me?
I'm telling you.
But how can you say I love all that evil stuff
because
I don't?
Because you're still angry.
Why? Why am I angry?
You haven't forgiven your mother. You haven't admitted that you're angry. And as a result of not admitting it, you have not forgiven your mother, so your heart is still wicked.
Oh, no, I've been forgiving my mother because I know my situation.
Did you tell your mother?
Huh?
Did you tell?
Did I do what?
You can hear.
What'd you say?
Did you tell your mother you forgive her?
Of course.
What did you say to her?
My mother. I'm sorry?
What did you say to your mother?
I told my mom I forgive her for how she didn't believe me when I was growing up and how,
Did you forgive your father for not protecting you from her?
Oh, well, I didn't have to forgive my father.
Why not?
I didn't go through nothing, traumatic and stuff like that.
Yes, you did. You went through something traumatic with your mother.
What you mean?
You said you didn't forgive her for not protecting you, right? Or believing you.
No, believe in me.
Right.
Believe in me.
That's traumatic.
Yeah. You said it's traumatic?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still forgave her. I didn't hold it against her
anymore.
But
why do you forgive your father for not protecting you from her?
You said, why do I forgive my dad?
Why didn't you?
No, I forgave my dad, too. I don't have no grudges.
You told him?
No hurt to... Huh?
You told him?
Yes, I had to tell him.
So why have you dropped your anger?
But I'm not angry. What makes you think I'm angry?
You never get angry?
Do I ever get angry? Nope.
You never get angry.
I don't get angry.
And why not?
Why should I when God already has all that? That's why he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. So he already took all that away. So I don't have to carry anger and bitterness in my heart.
So you don't?
I don't what?
You don't have any anger.
No.
So if you
Jesse,
don't have
I know any, you don't know me personally.
If you don't have any anger, why don't you have let all those thoughts go then?
Why didn't I let what spots go?
Why don't you let all thoughts go?
Oh, you said my thoughts. Yeah. My thoughts. Uh-huh. What kind of thoughts am I that you're saying I'm having?
You think you love all those things you just named?
Oh, I do.
No, you don't.
Why not?
Because you have no love. We're not capable of loving.
Why not?
Because only God is love.
That's right. God is love, and He's our example. So because He's our example, that's the example I am to follow.
No.
Yes.
Oh, man, Lisa, I want to talk to you what? More, but because of time, can you call me again?
I sure will.
Let me ask, you love white people?
Yes.
You love Jews?
Yes.
Well, you all right with me?
All right.
Thank you, Lisa. Call me again, all right?
All right, you're welcome, Jesse.
Oh,
bye.
Lisa, let me ask you, which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
You said what changed my life?
Which changed your life? The law, the word of God or the laws of God?
The laws of God and the word of God.
And how did the word of God change your life?
Because I no longer do the things that I used to do before I got saved.
And how did the laws of God change your life?
Because now I obey and follow God's law, not my own or people, places, and all that stuff.
Well, thank you for responding to the biblical question. Call me again. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, all right?
All right. Sounds good. All thank right. you.
You're welcome, Lisa. Let me go to Canada and talk to Dylan. Dylan, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Dylan.
How you doing?
All is well. Because of time, go right to it.
I have one question.
Okay.
I just want to know how to know when it's time to stop or to cut off a relationship with like a girlfriend.
When it's not working, when you got to struggle with it. If you try to
make How do I know I'm struggling?
When you're spending all your money on her, when you are missing her, when you all that mess that you feel about her and all that.
I don't really, it's not that I feel.
What is it?
Any of that.
What kind of problem are you having with her?
So she asks questions, like a lot of questions sometimes, and I don't want to answer them.
Right.
Like kind of just gets too far into my business.
Yes.
I'll be at work and she'll be like, why didn't you answer me? I said, don't talk to me about that. You know, leave me alone. And I'll get like, this just happens consistently. And I tell her like, stop asking me and this will work. But, you know, she says she'll stop and then kind of goes back to it.
It's time to let her go right now.
Is it?
Yeah. She's not obeying you. She's not obeying your orders. That means if you marry her, she's going to get worse.
Yeah, because she says she'll do it. And then she doesn't do it.
She's lying
and then
to you.
She promises she'll do it.
She's lying to you.
And then she won't do it.
The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
I would let her go and then just seek the kingdom of God, put that first, and don't want for anything. And if it meant for you to have one, it would come naturally. I promise.
How many chances would you give somebody?
One.
Before saying I'm done.
One.
One.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm definitely done for me. All right, I'll tell her to pack up and leave.
Right on.
All right, thanks, man.
I wish you well. Super.
Super chat.
Very nice. Half Black Tony said, that was a lot of all rights from that caller. Referring back to the very first caller, I believe.
Amazing. Thank you.
Steven or AJ. Thank you, Half Black Tony. Samantha, the hermaphrodite for real. Bought 5 coffees. Hi, Jesse. At this moment, I love nothing, but I also hate nothing. I just watch my thoughts every day. And when I'm conscious, I stay in the feeling till it passes away.
Who's that from?
Samantha, the hermaphrodite for real. And besides that, everything goes by itself. And if we talk in terms of loving, that is what I love.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Eli 9A, member 5 months. I truly love peace because we have peace. I could truly enjoy everything around me.
Right on. Thank you.
Django Ibani, pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Have you ever heard of so-and-so? And I'll pass that along to JLP.
Thank you.
It's an old philosopher.
Thank you. Amazing.
Unite and create for a life, kind Jacob. Winky face smiley.
Who is that from?
Unite and create for life, kind Jacob.
That's the person's name?
Pardon me if I'm butchering it. J-A-K-O-B.
Right on. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Happy Men's History Month.
Thanks as always.
Yeah.
Nikki with a couple of coffees. Happy Men's History Month to my dad for kicking my grandma out of the house because she wouldn't let me have cookies for breakfast. 25 years later.
Fractals.
25 years later, she still reminds me. Some people never recover.
What a mess.
Laughing with tears. On a serious note, happy Men's History Month to all the wise men of yesterday and today and tomorrow. This is a new copy from her. To the men who are awake while others are asleep, especially to fathers with courage, strength, love, and wisdom. White thanks hands with gratitude.
Right on. Thank you. Happy Men's History Month.
Bree K, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Bert, I think you either love God or love the devil. I'd say I love the devil, but I'm becoming more aware that he doesn't love me. And that been wanting you. Something different from the misery he gives.
Right on. Stay with it.
Zorak says, good question. I'd say the law, referring to the biblical question.
Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
Law, because words are just thoughts. Law written on the heart.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
April C. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amazing. And so which one changed his life?
April wasn't answering that one.
Oh, okay.
But Zorak said the law.
Oh, okay. Thank
but,
you,
but
April.
April C.
Thank you, April.
Quoting John 1:1. Okay. Fazul, some churches be a game show. I'm not a contestant.
That's right. Thank you.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Biblical question answer. The laws of God changed
thank
my
you.
Heart.
Because I'll those, put my two cents Sunday.
Because those are written on our heart. The words are interpreted, translated, changed around. Different people look at the same Bible verse, come to opposite conclusions, and then I'll have to read the rest of it later.
Thank you.
Didn't keep it pithy enough for me. The rest of y'all Super Chats tomorrow, hopefully.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Hake is coming now, and then the American Anchor Baby. To the rest of the callers, call me tomorrow if you can. Thank you all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I wish I would have found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life because now I do have a peace, and it's a really weird feeling because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place. Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you. Yeah. And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up. I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you.